page over here, Lachura, that seems very strange. It says when he finished everything, when he finished fighting Esav, and he finally was looking for a place to be, it says, Vayikin Eschelkas Asoda Shemelot Shemaholi. He bought the field that he had pitched his tent, Bemea Ksita. Omer Abyudin Basimin, Ze Achas Mishloish Mekoimas, Shein Umasoil Mechoilim Lahoines Isisro, Lom Exilim Yadchen. It's one of the three places that Klal Yisrael can't say Gzulim, that the Umazalim can't tell Kaisel Gzulim B'yadchem. It says in the beginning of Bereishis that the reason why the Torah starts from Bereishis is if the Umazalim tell Yisrael Listim Atem, there's a general taina to Klal Yisrael that it's Gzulim B'yadchem. There are three places that we bought at the very beginning, and you can't possibly taina Gzulim B'yadchem. Ve'elohein. These are the three places. Moras HaMachpela, or Beis HaMigdish, or Kvuras HaShal Yosef. The Moras HaMachpela, Beis HaMigdish, and the Kvur of Yosef. Moras HaMachpela, like Bavram, it says, Vishka from Ephraim. Beis HaMigdash, it says, Vayitin David L'Arnon B'Mokrim, that David paid Arnon for the place. Or Kvuras HaShal Yosef, it says, Vayiken Eschalkas HaSode Yaakov Koneshchem. So there are three places in Eretz Yisrael that are... that are mekaymis that for sure belong to Klal Yisrael, and it's not possible for Umasolam to be tov anything. So we understand Beis HaMikdash, the Makom Kedusha, and so on. That we understand very well. The Chevron is the Makom of the Ovis. It's the Makom Kfur of the Ovis. It's the Sherish the Ovis in Klal Yisrael. There's a place in Makom Kedusha. We understand. We want to have that without having any interference of Umas Olam. Shechem seems to be, I mean, just another point in Eretz Yisrael. It's true that's Kvaros HaShal Yosef, but you have Kvaros HaShal Yehuda and Don and Naphtali, and, you know, I mean, if you go with Kvaros, there's no end to Kvaros. There's a Mokum that's the Kvur of Yosef that seems to be so harsh in Klal Yisrael that Shechem stands on the same Madrig as Harabayas and Chevron. And it's a davar tamua. It's even more tamua because not only isn't Shechem, I mean, anywhere near the significance of Hebron and Yerushalayim, but Shechem actually Chazal say that it has a very it's a makom mezumel pranis. The Gemara Sanhedrin says there are three places in Eretz Yisrael that at least three bad things happened in Shechem. It says that first thing was the Dina was an answer over there. The Shvatim sold Yosef Atzadik over there, and the Melucha was Neschalik. So three of the most difficult events in Klal Yisrael's history happened in Shechem. Not only is the pshat that it's not as important as Yerushalayim and as Chevron, if anything, it's a makom muchal pranis. Chazal call it a makom muchal pranis. Why would we want to? Adrabah, let's give that away to the goyim. And why would we want Dafka to be taifis the makom that's mezumen for pranis? It says in this forum also that it's interesting, the three Averis that happened, the three Puranis that happened in Shechem are Kineged, Akina, and Ataiva, and Akovid. Maisa Shechem was Taiva. The Maisa of the Yosef and the brothers was Kina. And the Maisa of the Chalkos Amalchus was Kovid. Rechavam didn't want to give in to, it says over there, he told everybody asked him to soften his rule, and he said, what do you mean? I'm going to be even tougher. And Yeravam didn't want to be standing in a place where the Melech Beis David would sit. The Maisa was covered, like it says before. So if we're to define Shechem, it's the Mokum where Kinna, Taiv, and Covered struck. It's the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael. And it's a Dava that's Oyma Dosheni. Why would that be the place that we would want to incorporate in an essential way in Klal Yisrael? It means all of Eretz Yisrael is up for grabs, you know, the Goyim can say this, we know differently. This is something where, what do you mean? This is, we know it's ours for sure, and it's ours. It's on the Dovrim Darsheni. If you think also into it a little bit, it says that when he came to this Vayova Yaakov Yisholem Ir Shechem Asheberetz Kanan Bevoim Pad Narom Vayichan Espneya Ir. So the word Vayichan normally means that's where he sat, that's where he camped, and so on and so forth. Chazal Darshan Vayichan was Erev Shabbos, and he was Kaveh Ruvei Tchumin. Like we've mentioned a lot of times, Chazal, I mean, the Psukim, on the most partial level, the Psukim are describing very few events in the lives of the others. So, of course, you sit down Shabbos, so I'm sure they put up a shalom for Shabbos. I'm sure that if they need to make an Erev Chatzeres, they made Erev Chatzeres, they need to get dressed, they got dressed. I mean, they were Kever Mokom B'Negeah for Ruvei Tchumin. Very good. So Bal Korach of the Pasuk is telling me that there was a certain chalus of kedusha on the makom with Eruvei Tchumin. Eruvei Tchumin is the pshat that this becomes the makom of Shabbos, the makom Shvisa, and Yaakov made a certain he was kaveh a certain kedusha on the makom by dint of his making it the makom Shvisa. So. It intensifies our shaila of why look for such a low place and put in the little bit kedusha over there. One more point. You see, if you think about it, these three places are really, each one was nikva by somebody else. Hebron is nikva by Avram. Avram bought Hebron, and that became, and that's the makom of Avram. Even mitzad, the content of Chevron is, this is the shrushim of Klal Yisrael. This is the mokum ovis. Sai mitzad, who's there in Chevron. Sai mitzad, the musig of kvarim is kivri ovis. It's the mokum, the shrushim of Klal Yisrael are there. So Avram was kivri Chevron, that fits Avram. Har HaMoriah, even though David bought it, and that took off the from the Umis HaOlam, the Taina, but if you think about it, there's an oimik that Yitzchak was Kever HaMokim. And from Kama Taimim, Yitzchak has a din of being Nikrav. There's a halacha that meis koine mekoimoi, that somebody who's killed, the place that he's at, that's his Mokim Kvura. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a very interesting Gemara about a Roidev. It says Bedomim Keninu, that when you're ready to die for something, it becomes yours. Bob Machteres, so on. It's a halachic term, but there's a certain Bedomim Keninu. I mean, Kibushal Lo Yered. Yitzchak was Koinem Makom Dehar Hamoria, and Yaakov Avinu was Koine Shem. It says later on when he gives it over to Yosef. He tells Yosef that Shechem Echad that I took Bekashti, Becharbe Bekashti, Shechem is Yaakov's. So each of the others was Kaveh one. Avram is Kaveh the Mokum of Shroshim of Klal Yisrael, that's Heaven. Yitzchak is Kaveh the Mokum of Avoid of Klal Yisrael, the Mokum of Kedusha, pure Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that's Yitzchak. And Yaakov is Kaveh, I don't know, Shechem, a Mokum that we don't have any real tefis and any real Havana of what that Mokum would be. Where is Yaakov's Midah expressed in Shechem? So let's talk a little bit about understanding a little bit about the panemius of Yaakov's Midah and a little bit about what his inyan is. We find that Avram Avinu's name was changed, and Avram Avinu changed his name, and the first name was disregarded. Okay? He went from a name that wasn't Kaddish. Avram is a name that carries in itself a lack of Kedusha. Avram is a Shlemus of Kedusha, and so on. And we understand very well that the first name was cast away. Avram was the quintessential Baal Tshuva, the person that moved off to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his past is gone and forgotten, and that's it. Yitzchak's name was Nikva really in a certain sense beforehand. The Tzchoik Asa Lelikim, His name is a name that was given to him when he was Nichnas Labris, with his Metzias, and that's Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is Kulei Kodesh, is the same name he's born with, is the name he dies with, and it's a name that's Nikva Mitzadis Mohus. Yaakov's name is changed, but he still retains his old name. We're allowed to call Yaakov Yaakov. Yaakov's called Yaakov for certain things, Israel for other things. And we need to understand why is it like that? Why does Shina? Avram, we understand very well, the Rambam says that when a person does tshuva, when a person comes about tshuva, changing a name is an inyan of tshuva. Loima, I'm not, ain't any oisa adam that did the chet, I'm a different person. Yitzchak was not about tshuva, Yitzchak was kulei kodesh, and is anything. Yaakov is yes and no. He has a Shini Hashem, and yet we use Yaakov, we use Yisrael, back and forth, and so on and so forth. So let's understand what the Teichon that is. You find the Gemaras, in three places at least, that the Gemara has an interesting mahaloch called Gira Becha Be'ini HaSatan, or Gira Becha Satan. The Gemara says in Kedushin, there's one Gemara that says that Plemo used to say every day, he was a big tzaddik, and he used to say every day, Gira Becha in the Satan. Giri meaning, I'm shooting an arrow into your eye, I'm taking your eye out, ki'ilu. And then it says that Rav Chista got married at 16. The Gemara says the earlier you get married, the less a person is nichshol yetzahara. He got married at 16, and that's why he said, I'm better than everybody else. And he said, if I would have got married at 14, I would have been able to say Gir b'chayne asatan, Gir b'chayne asatan. I would completely sort of stick my tongue out at the Sutton and not be afraid of him. The Gemara says also, I think it was Adar Barava in Sukkah, that when he would do the Nanuyim with the Lulav, so the Gemara says one in your Nanuyim is it takes away the Talim Royim and the Ruchas Royis, and another Inyan, the Moiluch Umevi and the Mala Moirid, is a pchina of Gir B'chayne HaSatan. I'm shooting arrows at the Satan. I'm kind of poking him out. What's it's a game like kind of? I mean, we're sticking a tongue out at the Satan and saying, na 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 na, we're better than you. What's the teichen of it? You see, it's an Inyan. You see, and the Gemara warns tremendously against it. The Gemara brings how he was Gemat Nichshol, how he came out was Nichshol, that you shouldn't do it. Ella, you should say Rachmana Yiga B'cha, and so we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. But you see, it's a very important avoda. It's a very dangerous avoda, and that's why we have to kind of ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. We're not allowed to do it. But it is. It exists. There is such a thing. So the pshat is like this. We find the Gemara. We find Moshel by Amalek. It says that Einach Shem Shalom v'Nakisa Shalom. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Shalem until as long as Amalek's around. It's not Amalek as Amalek. Whenever there's a Mokoyim of Ra, the Toiv is not Shoylet the way it should be. In other words, the nature of Toiv is that there should not be Ra. And if there's a Chelik that's Ra, it's a begam in the Toiv as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koilam yachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koil everything. And unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless the malchus bakoil mashallah, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus all encompassing, then it's not, it's missing. It's a chaser as long as there's a piece missing. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur we mispal for tikkun olam. It's not for the sake of the oilam as much as it is the sake for the little toiv that we have. The toiv itself demands that there not be any ra against it. Let's give a mashal in words that we can understand. If I feel, for instance, if I think that a person's right not to be harmed is axiomatic. It's self-evident. It's something that should be understood as emes without need to prove it. And that's how I preach it. Let's say there are a bunch of people that say, we don't think it's right. We think that if you're stronger, nature gives you the right to take away that person's money. The person's opposition, the person's vikuach, has relegated my understanding to an opinion. It's okay. I feel not. It's not that. The fact that there are those that are saying differently, that's mafkia the toiv from being be'etzim, and make it mikra. Yeshayimrim v'yeshayimrim. Yesh doshim v'yesh doshim. That's what it is. So as long as the people saying that no, that the strong and the powerful have the right, the natural right to take what they want. Then my sense of right is reduced automatically. Even if I have stronger arguments than them and more evidence and can prove my point, the fact that my point has to be proven, the fact that I need to support it, has already reduced it from the status of being self-evident, axiomatic, to being a provable opinion, a side of the argument. That's what Ra is Pegim and Toiv. So it was once upon a time considered that absolutely, adultery was considered to be unthinkable. I mean, whether you did it or not, but to make it right was considered to be something that was unthinkable. It is an axiom. Some people are Mekayim, some not Mekayim. But the etzim right and wrong is axiom. Today we're in a door where we have to defend it, and there's what to be said this way, there's what to be said this way. Yesh Oyim, Yesh Oyim. The fact that there's a Yesh Oyim has automatically been mafkiyat from being a pure emes to being a philosophy of life. That is where Ra's Poigim and Toiv by its very existence. The existence of Ra in itself means, like it says by Shaul, told Yonason, that as long as David is alive, Ben Navas Hamardus, Koloid that Ben Yishai is Chai, Yoytikom Al Chuscha. It's not also. So the Pegam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Pegam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias of Toiv is the fact that there is Ra. So therefore, Avoda takes on three Chalakim. The first Chalak of Avoda has to be that Toiv becomes in the world, that there be a Toiv that's created. And that was Avram that tore away from Terach, tore away from Ra, and became Tov. The Hishavus of Tov in a world that has Ra in it, and especially after the Chait, the becoming Toiv is the first step. The second step is to rid itself from the vestiges of Ra. Anything that comes, that Tzadik Ben Rasha has some Ben Rasha to him, there's some gam, there's some psalos. The fact that he himself was over at Avodah Zarah for X amount of time, then that itself needs to be gotten rid of. We said now that Toiv and Ra, the existence of Ra encroaches on Tov. The etzim, the fact that Avodah Zarah has a makom. There was Avodah Zarah, and I broke away from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a yesh om in my life. There was a tkuf I believed in Avodah Zarah, and I rejected Avodah Zarah. So we need, the second step is to build a metzias that's sholem and has no tzad ra in it. And that's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is kulei kodesh, he's a seh tamim, and he is not, and he does not have any tzad of ra. He never was ra, never touched ra, was completely immune to ra. Even when he thought that he was going to give Esav Brach, he gave it to Yaakov. His metzias is a completely walled-in metzias of Toiv, no pgam of Ra. But that in itself is still not Toiv be'emes, because as long as there's a Ra outside the walls, then what's inside the wall is also affected. Yaakov Avinu's midah is uferatzta yoma v'keid matzafayna v'negba, that it presses out. V'chalticha nachla b'li mitzarim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, I will give you a nachla b'li mitzarim, means an infinite amount of nachla. It's not the pshat for Yaakov's to'elis. Imagine if you have one field, it's good. If you have five fields, it's great. You have 10 fields, it's fantastic. So if you have an infinite amount of fields, it's infinitely good. A person doesn't need an infinite amount of fields. What it means is there will not be an other side. There is no other side of the fence. It's not the pshat, as big as my field is, if somebody has a little plot that is different, that's in opposition, that's in contrast, that simply is different, it already is pagim in my inyan. Yaakov Avinu's nachla takes in the entirety. Ufaras the yom of Akedah Tzoy Negba means there will not be a makom left without elikusine. That's the maisa. If anyone who just hears the words, that's the sheirish of the lulav of Gira B'chayin HaSatan. When it was Moilech U'mevi, and the turning it around, moving the lulav out in all directions, is the Ufaratzta of Yaakov Avinu. That's the pshat Gira B'chayin HaSatan. The final battle is to push the Satan out. It's not just hubris that he's saying, Satan, no, I can do better than you. It's the pshat, Aveda is really to push the Satan out, that there not be a makom Satan. And b'meila, that was Yaakov's Nachla. We have three makomos in Eretz Yisrael that Klal Yisrael has an achize. Hebron is the makom Sherish. It's the makom Avram. It's the makom of Avram's Mida. And that's the coming from where we were to where we are now. Yitzchak is kind of the makom that's pure Kedusha. Bedomim Kninhu, that's his makom, and that's the essence of Klal Yisrael. Shechem is the first thing that Klal Yisrael actually went to Eretz Yisrael was Shechem. I mean, they crossed by Yerichoy, but you had Har Grisim and Har Evil with the brachas and the klolas. Shechem is the makom where Klal Yisrael begins to push out the ra. It's true. Shechem is a makom in Eretz Yisrael that contains itself the klipa of kina, taiva, and a kovet. It's a makom of ra. And we incorporate it because this is the makom where we're going to push Ra out. It's the battlefield. And that's why when they came to Eretz Canaan, they had to get rid of the Umas Olam in Eretz Canaan. The first place that there was a Gir B'chayin HaSatan that they pushed out the Satan was Shechem by Har Grizim, Har Evil, that they dedicated that. That was the first thing to be dedicated. So B'meila, this is the makom of the gear b'chayin HaSatan, where we push him out, where we get rid of him. That's the inyan of Shechem. So the averes that we find in Shechem, the kinetive and covet, are because the Satan resides over there, and that's also the achelak of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has the makom of becoming kaddish. Klal Yisrael has the makom that's kuler kaddish, and Klal Yisrael has the makom that will become this kaddish. Are they milchama? Are they gear b'chayin HaSatan? That's the Metzias Hashem. The of the children of Yaakov, the two great ones was Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda was someone that was the quintessential Baal Tshuva, like we spoke many times about. Yosef was the quintessential, was the tzaddik. He was almost nichshel and was not nichshel. He was the one who could say Gir B'chayin HaSatan. He could stand with Potiphar, Ashes Potiphar, head to head, and push her out. That was the person who took Shechem. Yosef took Shechem because he was the one that had that ability to push it out. It says that when did Yaakov decide to leave Lavan? When Yosef was born, it says Sitnoi Shal Esav was born. He now had the person who could be the Sitnoi Shal Esav. He was the Satan of the Satan. He was the one that could go. He wasn't in a defensive position vis-a-vis the Satan. He was the offense of the Satan. Now we can move. So Yosef, who was the Sitna Shel Esav, he was the one who would attack the other tzad, was the one that was. He gave him Shechem that Yaakov said that I got Bechar B'Bekashti. It's what Yaakov had to fight for Bekdusha, but it's also Busi. But he had to fight for it because it was a makom that wasn't easily vanquished. The place to fight belongs to Yosef. That's the makom where he's going to, where he will become the Sidna Shleisa. In a more sherishtaka oifin, Yaakov, the name Yaakov Yisrael, if you go back further, in the Nochash was the embodiment of Ra and Bereishis, and Adam was the chelik that was Toiv. There were two areas of two organs were named in the battle between the Nochash and Yaakov and Adam. There was Roish and there was Akev. There was the Adam would succeed in cracking the Nochash's Roish, and the Nochash's Roish would succeed in biting the Akev of Adam. So Adam uses Akev to crush the Roish of Esav, of the Nochash, and the Nochash uses Roish to try and to get a mokum achiza in Adam. The Yaakov Avinu was called Yaakov Melosha Akev, and Yisrael's Melosha Roish Li, like it says in the Sfarim, Melosha Roish and Melosha Li. Even the word Sarisa means to struggle to become a head and so on. It's the way the pasuk says it. It's very close to that meaning. Yaakov Ochezes Bakev Esav. It means when you hold on to somebody's heel, you could be doing one of two things. You desperately want to follow the person, or you're grabbing onto the person to schlep him into battle. Yaakov Avinu, Ochezes Bakev Esav, the world started with a tremendous amount of the world under the shulton of Ra. The Bechaira belonged to Esav. Yaakov had to struggle to push out and incorporate the Bechaira to take it on the Toiv as well. Yaakov, grabbing on the Akev, Yaakov fought with the Malach. And was it a struggle for survival? Or it looks like a struggle for survival. He didn't pick the fight, and the Malach came to him, and the Malach attacked him. But when the morning came, Yaakov held on to him and told him, I'm not letting you go, Kim Barcheni, unless you mevarech me. In other words, Yaakov was willing to risk himself. He had spent the whole night defending himself from a malach that was out to kill him. And in the morning, he's holding on to the malach and saying, not only did I defend myself, I want you to give me from your pocket what you have. Now I'm the one that's taking back all the stolen goods, and you're going to give it back to me. That's the midah of Yaakov. Yaakov's Akev turned into a Roish. The Akev of Yaakov became what crushed the Roish of Esav. He was using his the Esav was trying to bite into Akev. So the Akev is under. If the Akev is passive, it's the weak point of Adam, and that's what Esav is able to bite into. And when the Akev crushes, when the Akev pounds down, that's where the Akev becomes the destroyer of the Nochash and of Esav. So Yaakov took that chelik of himself and crushed. Someone told me before an awesome gematria from the Bnei Yisachar. It says that Yaakov and Satan is begematria Yisrael. In other words, when Yaakov when Yaakov is able to swallow Satan, it becomes Yisrael. In other words, his metzias is to Yisrael is when the Yaakov was able to not defend himself against the Satan, but absorb the Satan and make it part of the Nachal Bli Mitzar. In general, when a person looks at his tafkid in life, we go through tkufis also. Everybody, even if he's born kuloi tzaddik and everything, there's a lashon called yom omdi al daiti. Every person has ilavahu yoima yom omdi al daiti. A person, the very move from yaldus to nairus to bagrus, creates a certain a step forward where a person becomes something. So every person, in a certain sense, is a tkufa in life when he is a baal tshuva, when he's moving from phase A to phase B, and he's becoming a kaddish. That's one chelik of a person's development. The second chelik of a person's development is when he starts reinforcing his kedusha so that it's self-sustaining. He doesn't need to come on to the past. He's kol kuloi nizayin from kedusha. There's a tkuf in life for a person to be kol kuloi, for shevet levi might be an entire life. It's a metzias of a nekuda that has long has forgotten the transition from Oiv David Azara to Maminim. It's crossed over the Nor, and he is Kaddish, Kula Kaddish. But it's not only the Pshat that that's not the end of the Avoida. First of all, every defensive position is bound to fail. If your only Metzias is holding the fort and manning the ramparts and the walls, it'll fall. Give it enough time. There's no defense that's lasted forever. If a person's metzias of kedusha is not doing what's wrong, that's his metzias, then it won't last. And more than that, there's a pagam in the kedusha. If his metzias allows for alternatives, then by definition, that metzias is not shalom. Yaakov Avinu's the third step in a person. It starts when a person gets married, and there's a hashpah outwards towards a wife. It's when a person has children, it's when a person lives with other people, it's when a person functions in society, in a tzibur, in a kehillah, and so on. We don't even need to talk about an active kiruv, where the person is to go out and talk to somebody else. We're talking about a quality of his mitzias, of his own Yiddishkeit. If a person's mitzias is tofer mazatfiach, you have sometimes a person sits and learns the Beis Medrash, and he's sitting and learning. That's fine. Something a person learns with a geschmack and with a bren and with an excitement that affects other people. People around pick it up. A person davens with tam and with zimra and so on. It lights up other people as well. That's what real avoda is. The tachlis of Klal Yisrael as Yisrael is that they keep broadening the walls until you don't need walls anymore, till it's prozis teshiv. The ufaratsta in a person's koiches is that a person is mashpia outwards because his quality of his maisim are giri b'chab by the nature of it. A person has three marks of kedusha in his life. He has the place where he became. Where he became turned on, where he entered Yiddishkeit, and that's the chevron in every person's neshama. There's a makom of a person's own avoda, and that's the every person's little moriah, every person's little makom mikdash. But then there is the klala adam, the areas that dafke are most liable to bring him down. The Shechem. Is Shechem Echad more on your chelik? It was given. Listen to the pasuk. He tells him everybody has Yerusha. He didn't say Shechem is part of your Yerusha. I took an extra piece. Shechem is the extra piece that wasn't meant to be there. That was meant to be outside, and I incorporated it. That's why I needed to battle with it. It was Becharbe Betzlusi. And that's the special chiddush. That's why the three places, this is where Chazal say, Vayika, this is one of the places where he took it Becharbe Bekashi and he bought it. He bought it first, this is my chelik, and he had to fight for it. They both came together. Every person has that chelik that seems to be most threatening. If the person is shofei enough mitzaratzma, if the person himself, if his own Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proactive, it's shofea, it's warm, that becomes the chelek that takes in the other. And we affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world not when we box him in, but when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, when we marchiv the nachla to nachal bli mitzorim, that becomes the makom haKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashoras Hashchina in our bayis is the beginning of it. When it's come outwards and it's encompassed everything, that's when we have the real makom of Hashoras Hashchina and Shchina in Klal Yisrael.
Hebron had no sense.
There's no Indian of Hebron to Abraham. Thank you.